This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Before I go into this long thing, let me just make sure, have we got Mr. Morse?
Hello, Bill. Great to talk with you again.
Well, can I go ahead and introduce you now that I know you'll be going, oh, Bill, you're too kind.
Actually, you're not too kind, but okay. Carry on anyway.
Thank you so much. Since it's Tuesday night, normally I kick this off with my favorite podcaster, even above myself. He, with the Polite Society podcast, which he is a member of the ensemble cast with Self-Defense Gun Stories, and he's definitely my favorite writer with Ammo Land and Slow Facts WordPress and ClashDaily.com. And that is the former resident of California with a K, Rob Morse. Yeah.
A refugee from California, now happily living in the South.
California refugee, living in Louisiana, which is...
Yes, sir.
You know, that's, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad about Louisiana based upon Leesville. I went to Alexandria. I went to Lake Charles. Beautiful state, except for Leesville, Louisiana, and Nulato, Louisiana.
And anything near Fort Polk.
That's in the middle of Leesville, Louisiana.
Yeah.
So, anyway, as we're coming to air, if you had to call the gun control state capital of the United States, would it be California?
Oh, boy, that's a tough call. Yeah, you know, is this different in style or intensity? New York has such a history of corruption, they prefer to break the law at night. California just does it smack dab in the middle of the day. You know, one's kind of quaint. The other's kind of edgy.
Right.
You can argue between them. You can argue it's down to style points.
Well, I mean, if we're going to put it that way, I completely see what you're saying. Now, we don't know this much about this shooter at YouTube. And if you have not heard, there was an active shooter who is no longer active. The active shooter has committed suicide. Based upon what I understand right now, there have been no deaths attributed to the shooter besides herself. That's an oddity in and of itself, is it not?
Yeah, what is this, the Buddhist monk style of mass murder, where you come in and kill yourself over and over? What I read is that a number of people had been transported to medical facilities who were injured from YouTube. We don't know about fatalities, whether there are others that simply, you know, if somebody's dead, they're not the first. This may come as a surprise. If somebody's dead or going to be, they're not your first concern in an emergency. It's taking care of the living.
Wounded. Yep. The wounded. I'm really waiting to see the motive, because my understanding from what I'm hearing, and I had some of the ninjas that were in Facebook, Dennis and a few of you other ones, thank you for the information you've been feeding me, but I've been, from what I can ascertain, she was an employee, perhaps?
Whoa, I didn't know that. So yeah. This is just an employee beef.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know enough about this just yet. And, like, all of these rampage killers that go rolling. And, you know, we're not going to know a bunch of stuff about her for a while. Although, I don't remember the last time I heard of a female acting alone.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Well, we had a young high school student She'd graduated from the I Want to Shoot Everybody. She was working on a poison gas attack. Why settle for dozens when you can go for hundreds or thousands?
Sure.
In a high school. So fortunately, she was thwarted. I think she was acting alone. But as far as you're right, actually, that haven't been prevented, that went to the actually acted alone, right, it's rare.
So this will be, first of all, it happened in California.
Right.
And in California, for those of you that don't know, AR-15s have to be compliant. If they're, are they still allowed there? Have they banned them altogether yet, or are they California compliant?
You can't get so-called featureless ARs that, yeah, you can carry in California. Now, you may have to pull the takedown pin to reload them.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to do it through the ejection port.
You've got that 5.56 barrel on it with an unplugged end on the business side. Right. So, you know, they've got that. They have to have. So we know that the hand, if she used a handgun, it was probably a California DOGA safety compliant handgun, right? Because that's the only kind of handgun you can buy in California, right?
That's right.
What would happen if I moved to California and I had a bunch of, you know, based upon California, terminology. If I went there and a bunch of my guns, none of my guns were California compliant, what happens then? Can I just go in there and say, hey, listen, I'm a new Californian. I love it here. I'm going to live down here and take in the weather. Would they be coming and busting me up for having a look at all these non-compliant guns, desperado?
You couldn't register them. You'd have to sell them outside the state.
So like when I'm crossing, when I'm in Nevada, do I have to like stop somewhere? Is there like a roadside stand where you can sell your California non-compliant guns?
There are quite literally a number of
pawn shops.
Well, not pawn shops, full-up firearm stores in the Phoenix area. I know of them out in the burbs. And because of quirky California laws, they routinely get a guy who goes, "Here's my collection. I'm afraid they're gonna take it from me if I hang on to it." So they sell. Yeah, they come out of state and sell them. Happens all the time. You actually know some of them. Danny Todd, AZ Firearms, Avondale, Arizona.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Danny Todd,
and,
radio
and
broadcast.
He's taken the company truck to guys' collections and said, "Here, I'll just take all of them. I'll give you an appraisal, and we'll get them out of state." So that you can imagine somebody going through a divorce often wants that's a nice way to solve the problem, perhaps.
Well, in California, I guess so, because they could be reported on the gun violence restraining order, couldn't they?
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to go through this hour, and you know, let's talk about some other stuff as well, because we don't have enough. I'm not going to play that game where we get there and say, "Well, Rob, once again, she was a female." What do you make of that?
I think that means she wasn't a male.
Not going to keep replaying that, though.
We could make a loop of it and play it for hours on end.
Sure, but then we wouldn't even have to stay here. We could go bowling or something.
Well, and you're right. There is so much to talk about, good and bad. What did you think about Austin Peterson, the ex-libertarian candidate running for Senate in Missouri?
I missed that.
Okay, so he's...
Well, I mean, we got a minute left. Is this something you can tell me in a minute, or is this...
No, but I'm going to tee it up for the next segment.
Okay,
since
go ahead, please.
I got one on you. Oh. He goes, let's get rid of a bunch of ATF regulations and make machine guns legal. In fact, let's chop the knees out under the ATF. You're all going, dang, this guy sounds like a libertarian, you know? That's exciting.
This is one of the – see, I've been working on – I got the wrong reservations for Dallas, so I had to fix those today. I had to book the flight. I paid attention to nothing. When I finally did, YouTube's being shot at. So we'll hear about that when we get back. My guest, Rob Morris, is a podcaster of note. The Polite Society podcast, where he is a member of the ensemble, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique in all of the podcasts out there because of its dedication. He is a writer, a featured writer at Ammo Land and at ClashDaily.com, as well as a writer at his Slow Facts WordPress blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse about before you take off on your topic, I just saw where they're saying this actually took out this the shooting took place outside in a courtyard at YouTube while they were having a party.
Hmm.
And one person, apparently it's not like a walled off area or something to where, you know, they have like a compound. So one dude was at the Carl's Burgers place, or, you know, where they have the models that model the burgers and everything. One woman came in and they packed her up with a bunch of napkins. She needed a tourniquet and they packed her up with a bunch of napkins. And then he saw somebody else get shot 10 times, he says. But it all happened outside. So we will see what we see.
Yeah.
We will see what we see. So, anyway, let's hear about this libertarian dude.
In Missouri, now, you have to understand, Missouri is one of those red states where guns are just a matter of course. Even the Democrats run pro-gun. And here, a libertarian who's running for state senate said, you know that thing called the National Firearms Act, 1934? We don't need that. You want common sense firearms restrictions? How about national reciprocity and the Hearing Protection Act? So, of course, the anti-gunners went crazy, and Austin Peterson, the libertarian politician, said, awesome, controversy is terrible, just spell my name right. Yeah. Make sure you mention who it was with whom you disagree. So is this a minor candidate trying to generate controversy to get notoriety? Might be. Is that the hill to die on? I doubt it. Is it good that he chose our favorite topics to say, well, let's separate the liberty-minded from the rhinos? That I appreciate. Because, let's face it, what was the joke that between the election of Jeff Flake and, it ran for president. His name escaped me. Senator of Arizona. John McCain, you go, you know, if they died, those seats might actually be taken by Republicans. So the point being that it's nice to see somebody do something other than run from firearms as being a right for ordinary people to own guns. It's great to see.
You know, the offset for some of this stuff, like with David Hogg, who's now become... I've been watching this stuff with David Hogg with a little bit of interest. I watched, he's quite vile, that kid.
Yes.
And I don't mind beating up on him because he doesn't get, he can be a child. If he's going to be a child, then his dad needs to step up and deal with him. And if he isn't, if he's going to be an activist, fine. Fair game, son. Just like me.
Game on.
Yeah. So I've been watching some of the stuff he's calling for, and of course they're actually doing something that would be helpful, like with, you know, see-through controlling entrances, and which they didn't do, and you know, looking at packs as they're coming in, which they didn't do, even though they knew the guy was coming. And you know, he's been out there wanting guns to be banned, which is sort of an extreme position to take. So when this guy comes out running for office in Missouri, He's going 180 degrees away from that. I think that's right. The proper way to go.
Right. And the other politicians then have to position themselves relative to him.
Yeah.
Right? He's saying
yeah.
They say they're pro-gun, really? You know, saying so, and it, in some case of Republican incumbents, what have they done for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's wonderful to have someone run to the pro-liberty side of the existing politicians. Hey, Bill, I don't know if you'd covered it. I had heard a great line speak, it came up when you mentioned Hogg. If young adults, 18 through 21, are not adults, then why are we trying them as adults? And the other would be, okay, they can't protect themselves. That means it is therefore incumbent upon us to have armed staff in high school and colleges. By definition, these are not adults.
Yeah, well, I mean, this whole red herring there, as far as I'm concerned, are they going to now make the, you got to be 21 to join the military?
Right.
You got to be 21 to vote.
Or get married.
If you can't be an adult one way and not be an adult all the way. That's like being sort of pregnant, isn't it?
I mean,
you're either grown up or you're not grown up. And I know lots of immature adults because of their age and lots of very mature young people. But, you don't get to, it's not like the neutral zone that you get to jump in and out whenever Kirk's getting close to you. You got to live somewhere.
One of the things I liked, and I covered it in a story recently, I talked about the people who made great mistakes in Parkland and the heroes. Some of the heroes I mentioned were the students and teachers. So here we're saying that high school students aren't mature enough to make decisions. They were mature enough and had a fully formed character that they put their body between a murderer and their friends.
Yeah, that's poppycock. I mean, I don't know. Audie Murphy, when he went to World War II, was a kid.
Yep.
He was a kid. And then in World War II, as a kid, he had to stay there through the entirety of World. There was no, it wasn't like it is in Vietnam or nowadays in the modern era where they say, well, we're only going to deploy you for 12 months at a time in combat. He went and he stayed in combat till it was over. And most of his unit that he worked with and served with died.
Right.
And he went from a private to a lieutenant through attrition. So can kids cope? Absolutely, they can cope. They can cope very well. They are ready to be adults at 18. And, if you're going to be 17 and out there and you're going to take up this whole activist thing, have you even seen his parents anywhere? I've heard reference to his father being in the FBI, and that's about it.
I thought he was retired from the FBI, and his mom is with CNN, I thought.
Okay. Well, that explains a few things. I didn't know about the CNN angle.
It does explain an awful lot.
Yeah. So, anyway.
And since we're feeding our ADHD, CNN, I saw, covered the fact that NRA, the donations to NRA were up, and March was a great sales month for firearms.
I'm sure it was. I have.
CNN? But CNN covered that? Wow. Who knew?
Well, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Okay.
And I would have to know the context in which they were speaking. But before we head into the break, you can find Rob Morris on iTunes with Slow Facts. No, on iTunes with Self-Defense, Gun Stories, and Polite Society podcast. And online as a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and as a featured writer at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morris, and we're talking about stuff as it comes up. Now I'm hearing that one of the people shot by the YouTube shooter, attempted murderer, if you will, she was not a shooter, she was a murderer, was her boyfriend. Mr. Morris.
Love triangle?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there was a triangle. It sounds more like a straight line. But it sounds like there were some other people in there as well that probably got caught up in the margins. But we'll see. We'll see what we see anyway.
Now, what's so strange to me is that the California liberal view of firearms control is a murderer with a gun just hurt someone. Therefore, we should all be disarmed so that we couldn't stop a murderer with a gun. I'm still waiting to see how that works out. I'm glad I left it behind.
Well, I mean, I'm almost certain that the YouTube headquarters is gun free.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I don't know that for certain. I've never visited it. Although I could visit YouTube now, because at 5,000 subscribers, you can actually use their production facility. But as of yet, I have not done so.
Hey, now what were the reservations that you goofed up on for Dallas?
I had it for the wrong days. At SHOT Show, I left a day early, and as I'm leaving, I'm getting phone calls from Scallywag Tactical. I'm getting phone calls from Pipe Hitters. I'm getting phone calls from my marketing people. I'm getting phone calls from AR500. I left, I want to say Saturday.
Okay.
And so I left early. So I have been trying to get with all the players involved to make sure that the ones that I need to be beholden to, the ones I need to be obligated to, I'm there when they want me there. So
yes.
I was going to leave on the 5th. I've since found out I need to leave on the 6th. I was going to get there on the 2nd. I've since found out I don't need to be there on the 2nd, so I'm going to get there on the 3rd.
Gotcha. And your travel agent says, be glad to rebook it for you, Bill.
Actually, I called YouTube, or NRA, YouTube. Yeah, I called YouTube.
Okay. I've got another topic if you want to move on. This, you ready for some good news?
Absolutely.
Okay. You said, who would I guess to be the worst states politically for gun owners? Now we're going to look at the other end of the scale. There are states who have gone from, we can't have guns in schools, to why don't we have guns in schools? Or states where it's allowed but it's not practiced. Here's one where the Wyoming governor signed a bill, so it's not lost in the legislature. It didn't make a minor move in committee. It's now a law. I'm not sure when it takes effect. But it said, you know, we used to prohibit firearms in churches. Given that we're not going to put cops in every church, that's really stupid, because the only people who would be there to protect the parishioners are the parishioners. So Wyoming said, we're removing that prohibition. Churches can declare themselves gun-free. Their call, not ours. First Amendment, right to assemble under the terms you specify. You, house of worship, you want to be gun-free? Fine. You want to arm staff? Fine. Take care of it. None of our business, said the state government. About time, say you and I.
Well, that doesn't surprise me about Wyoming. If there's one state, you know, Chris Costa moved to Wyoming. Chris was convinced in a moment that he was, we were very near the Civil War.
Right.
If not The Walking Dead, I don't know which one it was. And he moved to Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And he set up a beautiful training area out there, and I guess he's happy. I haven't heard from him in quite some time, but, I've always wanted to go out there since I've been watching Longmire.
Somebody interviewed with him recently, and the guy's just a dervish and sort of perpetually late, but I've forgotten who it was. Was it David Yamani? I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that. But I'm glad there are a number of changes. Okay, like in Florida where, oh, no, we can't have armed school staff. And then sheriff said, watch this little magic trick. You're a special deputy, and you're an auxiliary deputy, and you're a reserve deputy. So that now the teachers can carry. We're pushing politics out of our way to get the jobs done that need to be done. It's not always pretty.
No, it is never pretty. But that you know, that's the thing. I mean, it isn't pretty, but it is necessary.
Well, for a lot of times, you and I wondered, look, we think this is necessary. Why are you guys coming up with excuses why it's so hard or the legislature is not in session? And then somebody said, you know, those are your top sergeant say? I'm not interested in excuses. Tell me how you're going to get it done, Sergeant.
Yeah.
Nice to see some people who are willing. You know, that attitude from a politician is rare.
Yeah, when I was in the military, unlike the politicians that would sit out there and say, well, you know, we have gridlock or we have this or we have that. I had this one soldier that I could not get him he looked like he was hit by an intercontinental wrinkle missile every day.
Wait, his uniform. Gotcha.
Yeah. And, So his room always looked horrible, too. And I went to my first sergeant, and I said, listen, first sergeant, because I spent all kinds of time with him. And I said, first sergeant, there's just nothing I can do with him. And I was a relatively new sergeant at the time, and I had gone at him with a whole lot of shall I say, enthusiasm. And I looked at my first sergeant, and I told him that, and he said, okay, Sergeant Freddie, listen, meet me tomorrow, and me and the commander will get with you, and we'll just bust you. We'll take that stripe away and put you back as an E4. And because, you know, when you become a supervisor, that means in the military, that means you go to war with who you got. So you can either go back upstairs and be the sergeant I think you're capable of being, or you can meet me down here tomorrow morning and we'll make you a specialist again.
Yep.
I went upstairs. I went upstairs and tried to bring something about with this guy, and I tried till the very last day, and then I got a very good
evaluation.
Yeah, EER. They called it the Enlisted Evaluation Report, and got sent to the E6 board and everything else just because of that one little incident. So,
let's see. Well, I've talked about it before. You've talked about it before. That it was interesting to hear Willis Lee talk about it as well. He's on the NRA board. He's a political animal. He's a Republican strategist, you know. But it was interesting to hear from his point of view about all the hate that's being thrown at us. And it's like we're back to the Obama years. Gun sales are up. And it's this over-the-top media campaign. I argued that it was very different to hear it the anti-gun campaign be so strident. He said, only by matters of degree, because he goes, I've been getting hate mail forever. Maybe we'll talk about it after the break.
I think maybe we probably should. You can find Rob Morse's stuff that he talks about on iTunes with the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, the Polite Society podcast, and online all over the places. He writes and gets republished and all this other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. I saw where Michael Ian Black, the actor, is out there, and before they knew anything about this shooting at YouTube, he was blaming the NRA.
Right. The virtue signaling.
Well, yeah. You know, I really wish. Something that and I'm going to say this out loud, maybe it'll go viral. I would love for this to go viral. But this is for you gun grabbers, and this is for you virtue signalers and you social justice warriors out there. If we were the way you characterized us, you would have been slaughtered a long time ago.
Right.
We would have killed every one of you because we would have perceived you as a threat to freedom. And instead of looking you as Americans that just differ with us philosophically, we would have looked at you as mortal enemies of the state and we would have dealt with you. Except you're wrong. And the mere fact that you still get to exist escapes you. Will you help that go viral there, Rob?
Sounds. I think I've seen the meme a number of times.
Yeah.
The one that just baffles me is, in general, firearms owners are extremely responsible.
Yep.
When I think of Hollywood, I think of people who are the height of irresponsibility, and then they get upset when one of their own, typically, acts irresponsibly and uses a firearm. And then they want to blame the guys who are responsible with a firearm all the time. I'm going, wait a minute, this version of liberty doesn't mean what you think it means. It's supposed to be self-control, not government control. Or are you thinking of something different, you know? I guess you're very free in a prison. You can't hardly hurt yourself.
Wow. It would help me a little bit to understand. You know, some of the most vociferous critics of the Second Amendment aren't even from here.
Pierce Morgan being prime example number one.
Michael Ian Black's Canadian. There's nothing wrong with Canada. Okay. I got no problem with it. The only problem is, if you like the way it is in Canada, go back, dude.
Go. If it really bothers you that much, thank you for your opinion. Now move on.
I mean, it's the internet age. You don't have to be anywhere to be famous. You can just be online. And
something that is quintessentially American.
Sure.
And I don't quite know how to interpret it. I like it, but I'm not willing to claim credit for it. There were a bunch of high school students also in Brevard County, Florida, and they had a pro Second Amendment rally.
Yeah.
Now, is this just a bunch of students said we couldn't, so we did? It could be just a bunch of contrary adolescents. Fine. Or maybe they're sincere. They sounded like it. Or maybe they just said, watch, it'll piss off, my fourth period teacher. Each of those is a valid reason. But Hollywood is probably the least diverse publicly environment, and yet they propose to speak for a very diverse country. The magic of the United States is how we get along with differing views. No, they don't get to take my guns. Not yet.
Well, I mean, they have guns in Canada. They have shootings in Canada. And to get out there and to lob some of this nonsense is sort of silly and everything else. But finally, I saw this. I've known this for some time. I guess the reason it hasn't made the mainstream out there is because they ignored it. But now they can't ignore it anymore. But London passed New York for the number of murders for the first time ever. And I mean, in London, they're getting knifed. And they stop breathing the same way when they get shot.
Yes. Yep. And it's a scary Well, I would assume that they've grown their new underclass. Wow. Dangerous.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, they've got. Are you talking about their Islamic underclass?
Well, both their Islamic and domestic, and then they disarmed the good guys. That's breeding trouble. You didn't have to go far to find it. Wow.
Well, I mean, for the long, I saw something that John Lott put together. We have about 412 violent crimes per 100,000 people, and they have about 2,000.
Yes. Yep.
Plus violent crimes per 100,000 people. And the thing about violent crime is that if you're there and a violent crime is occurring to you, this is primarily about how far is this guy going to take it. If he doesn't kill you, it's probably not because of anything you did. It's probably because you were really lucky.
Yeah.
So yeah. I've been unfortunately waiting for that to tick up enough to where everybody said, well, wait a minute now. And so
do you notice that when we get in this argument, I've argued with guys from Europe who go, oh, it's so much safer. I go, do you not read the violence crime stats? They go, well, that's different. I'm going, why? Because it doesn't prove your point? I've yet to hear a good rebuttal as to why that level of violence is acceptable. I don't understand it.
I don't either. But, that part of it, and I'm waiting. I don't know if Sadiq Khan, who is the mayor of, he's the one that's gotten out there and said, well, of course, if you live in a big city, of course, there's going to be bad things happen. Learn to live with it. Enjoy the view. What kind of an attitude is that?
You and I would be sitting there going, let's repeal these firearms regulations and let our good people take care of the problem, because they will. Isn't that even in our most violent cities, Baltimore, right up there, St. Louis, parts of New Jersey, the good guys still vastly outnumber the bad.
Well, the thing about England is there's millions of guns in England. Most of them are side-by-side shotguns.
Right.
Licensed. They know they have them, but like in England, if you shoot somebody in self-defense, you're going to jail, and they're probably going to let the perpetrator sue you.
Right. Which is just and that's where you and I go, a jury of our peers is starting to look better all the time.
Except in England, where they wear the fake hair pieces. Now, yeah. Before we go, before we flip into the next hour, are you going to stay around for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. because we had all of this other ancillary stuff happening that we needed to talk about, and we didn't really talk about anything that you know, that we're set and ready to talk about.
Nope.
So I've asked Rob to stay with me and panel with me a little bit longer, just cause I, you know, the conversation is lively. And I'm waiting to, I'm very much looking forward to, I don't know what me, you, and Adine will get into while we're there, but I'm sure it's going to be something.
Yes. Yes.
If he dares bring his mountain bike on the back of his car, I'm going to probably risk that.
No, Bill, leave your track bike back in South Carolina when you come to the NRA convention in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, but he rides a mountain bike, and he's, you know, he'll probably drive up there. He'll probably be like, "Hey, Bill, I decided to bring you my mountain bike, let you look at it." I'll be like, "Hey, what's that over there, John? Is that a UFO?" And they'll turn around, and you just hear those gears gone.
All right. That's all right. You guys can talk bike talk while you're there at the convention. We'll do it when we're sitting down.
In addition to other stuff. But the other thing, after NRA meetup, we're going to be in the home stretch to Camden, Tennessee.
Indeed.
Yeah, so. Still trying to figure out what I'm going to carry. I haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, I thought you were going to take one of the Glock knockoffs and bring your CZ for me to try on the side.
If I get the Glock knockoffs.
Oh, if they come back, that's right.
Yeah, if I get them. They're being redone from scratch right this minute. So, I made provisions to make sure I had a CZ P10 to bring with me as well. So,
thank you.
That will be there as well, but we're going to flip over to the next hour. Please, if you would, Mr. Morse, stand by, and we'll be right back. We're going to be paneling a little bit more, getting into the other meat of the stuff. That's inbound in hour number two. We will, like I said, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.